Morning Show on East Coast FM. The Garda Review on East Coast FM.
Joining us now is Sergeant John Fitzpatrick. Hello, John.
Good morning, Declan.
Good morning to you. Thanks for dropping into us today. And we were just talking, believe it or not, about St. Patrick's Day earlier on because they're looking for people to commit to taking part in it. So
yeah, I heard you talking to Cathy, all right.
Yeah. So we're not finished with St. Bridget's Day and then comes St. Patrick's Day. But I know that there's a lot of duties for Gardaí on that day too.
There is, but I have to say I do agree with you, Declan. It's actually a great day and it's actually a great series of days in Bray, and we're obviously on duty keeping people safe over that entire kind of festival weekend. And it's nice. It's a kind of a happy day. It's a nice day to work. You meet families and a lot of people, visitors, as Cathy mentioned, to the town. And it's actually quite an enjoyable day to work. And I certainly have enjoyed it over the years. But yeah, you're right. We're busy and there is additional demand on our service. But we're here and we'll definitely keep people safe over that weekend, you know?
Yeah, I think I saw you going around on a bike.
You certainly did, yeah. Yeah, I'll probably be on a bike this Patrick's Day going.
Have you run out of squad cars or something?
Well, a bike, first of all.
I know.
Oh yeah, which is a great way to get around, yeah. Bray, apart from anything else, you know.
Yes, indeed. Okay, we're looking forward to that. Anyway, as I say, Sergeant John Fitzpatrick is here. And, of course, it's the bank holiday weekend. And usually there is a campaign about road safety. And very sad news coming in from Carlow this morning, where three people were killed in a car accident in the early hours of this morning. So, if you want to say it dramatically, the carnage continues on our roads. And obviously the Gardaí having a road safety campaign over the weekend. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, you're right, Declan, and I think you've actually put it very well. The carnage, unfortunately, does continue on our roads, and just with the statistics tell a lot. With those three people, I wasn't actually aware of that accident, and I'm quite taken back by that now myself, because up to when I had prepared my slot here, we had 15 people had already lost their lives this year. So with another three, again, that's 18 people have died this year already, which is a lot of people. And I suppose traditionally over the bank holiday weekends, we do see an additional movement of people. And this is our newest bank holiday weekend. And we are running a St. Bridget's Day bank holiday road safety operation. And it's actually started from 7 a.m. this morning and it runs until next Tuesday at 7 a.m. And look, you know, and over that weekend last year, or this bank holiday weekend last year, we unfortunately had one fatal collision last year on this weekend. We had 16 serious collisions which resulted in a serious injury. And we had 167 people who were arrested for either drink or drug driving. So that's 167 people who were caught, who made the decision to go out and put other people's lives at risk by breaking the law. And I suppose more worrying over that same bank holiday weekend last year, that's the St. Bridget's one, 20% of the arrests for that intoxicated driving, Declan, they occurred between 6 a.m. and 2 p.m. So in other words, they happened the morning after the night before when people were still under the influence. But we will be out there in force over the weekend. This time last year we had over 1,000 mandatory intoxicating checkpoints, and that's at the checkpoint where we test you for your breath. We had over 2,500 detections for speeding last year. So I suppose the message is, look, we're going to be out there keeping people safe on our roads, and slow down over this bank holiday weekend. 2,700 detections we had last year. That is an awful lot of detections over a weekend, Declan. And I know there is an increased presence, but please do slow down. Slowing down is going to save people's lives. It's going to save your lives, and it's going to save other people's lives, and certainly improve chances of stopping suddenly. And if you do hit someone, it's going to reduce the risks of injury by just slowing down. And look, learner drivers, I'd appeal to them in particular, don't drive unaccompanied. This weekend, St. Bridget's weekend last year, we had 101 vehicles seized over the weekend, Declan. That's learner drivers, people who are learning to drive, cannot yet drive safely without being accompanied by a more experienced driver, still taking the chance, putting other people's lives at risk and going out and driving. So if you have a learner driver in your family, don't let them drive unaccompanied. if you're stopped, your car will be taken off you, okay? It is an offence to drive unaccompanied, and you know, you're putting other people's lives at risk. So please just slow down, have a think about your safety over this weekend when you're driving around the county. And as you said, Declan, let's just try and reduce the carnage together, because while we have an enforcement role, we are all in this together, and it's all our responsibility to bring the deaths down. And that's a lot of people that are dead, and I'm sure there's a community devastated in Carlow now this morning, and because there is a ripple effect. It's not just statistics. There's people and lives and communities behind these numbers, unfortunately.
Indeed. Now, on the way, there is Safety or Safer Internet Day, and it's a live issue, of course, and there are hearings in the United States at the moment with some of the big internet companies, and they're being quizzed on how they're keeping young people safe. Tell us more about Safer Internet Day.
Yeah, well, Safer Internet Day is a day that creates awareness around internet safety for all, but particularly for young children and younger people. And I suppose, as you mentioned there, Declan, about keeping our children safe, there's just two things I wanted to mention in relation to the day that's coming. First of all, there's Supporting Our Children Online, which is a webinar, and it's been run by webwise.ie, and certainly webwise.ie is an excellent resource for any parents. I'd recommend it. I use it as a parent myself. I use it as a member of the Guards for educating myself. And if you want to know about social media trends online, how to deal or how to approach a certain topic online, check out webwise.ie. It's excellent. But they're running in partnership with the National Parents Council an online safety webinar for parents of young children, and people particularly with Apple devices might be interested in that, because the Apple team will be online and they will have an explainer about parental controls and Apple devices. And then for parents of teenagers, Webwise are running next week on February the 13th another webinar, and you can get the details on webwise.ie. but that's for online safety for teenagers, parents, guardians of teenagers. But the TikTok safety team will be available on that, and they'll be running an explainer about how TikTok works and key safety features of TikTok. And anyone that has a teenager knows that TikTok is the platform at the moment, and sometimes parents, Declan, can be a little bit afraid of technology, and this is an excellent way just to get yourself more familiar and up to date with these things. So again, check out webwise.ie. You'll get the more information about Supporting Children Online, or indeed Supporting Teens Online, and certainly I would recommend checking those out.
Right, so the day itself is what day?
So the day is now next Tuesday, February the 6th, Safer Internet Day, and there'll be a number of events going on, and you can check out webwise.ie for more information.
Okay, and it's not just the kids, because Irish Independent here, over 55s are warned over surge in investment fraud, which is on the internet.
Yeah, and look, I suppose we've spoken about different types of frauds, all right, but yeah, certainly you just have to be careful. And I suppose the big thing is, something is too good to be true, then, you know, verify it, and obviously don't click on any links, or you know, and protect your personal information. That's a key thing. Don't give away personal information you know, without verifying that you know who you're talking to. But again, don't click on any links from unsolicited messages or emails. And again, if an offer comes through in relation to investment or anything like that, always double check, always verify. And remember, if something is too good to be true, it's more than likely a fraud or a scam, you know, somebody trying to scam you out of your hard-earned money.
Okay. Finally, Garda recruitment, how's that going?
Yeah, well, I just wanted to mention recruitment, Declan, because there's only a week left in the campaign. So the closing date is February the 8th at 3 p.m. And it is a job worth doing. And I suppose when I joined the Guards, I didn't think I'd end up appearing regularly opposite you, broadcasting, you know. So there is a lot of different avenues you can go down once you've done your time on the you know, once you've done your time on the beat. And it is a mix of challenges, rewards, you know, you'll make new skills, new friends. So there is, just wanted to highlight that you can apply at publicjobs.ie. Just over a week left, February the 8th, 3 p.m. is the deadline, and just something to consider. And don't forget, the age limit has been extended till 50 years of age. So again, maybe you're looking for a change of direction, maybe you'd like to give back to the people of Wicklow or to your community. It's certainly something that's worth worth considering.
And it's open until when?
Open until 3 p.m. So public jobs at 3 p.m. tomorrow week. So that's Friday, 8th of February.
Yeah. Any idea of much interest there is?
Yeah, I believe there has been quite a lot of interest. And certainly they're quite happy with the interest levels so far. You know, and look, as I was saying to Caroline outside, people are looking, I suppose, post-COVID, looking for a change of direction. Maybe they've worked in an office, you know, for the last couple of years, and they just want to do something different. And certainly with a job in Garda Síochána, no 2 days will be the same. That's one thing I can promise you. No.
All right. Text coming in asking about an incident, which I'll talk to you about later, that you can find out the information, and sure, we'll have another Garda review next week.